This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
303 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. We are already hearing about some cancellations relative to Tropical Storm Debbie. A bunch of stuff over at the raceway has now been put on hold. I'll give you those details. We'll try and get updated on the squirrels. They're supposed to have a big event on Friday night. And you and I soon are going to be dealing with this weather. Nobody better than John Bernier over at 8 News, ABC 8, to let us know exactly what to expect and when to expect it. John, appreciate you jumping on, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to talk with you. Been a while since we've talked about the Red Sox and stuff, too, also.
It's been far too long on that, but, man, we got nasty weather coming, right? There's no way to make that sound nice.
I mean, the next couple of days, it's going to be sticky, it's going to be humid, or if you want to combine the two, call them sticked outside, and we could have some rainfall that could be a little wicked, too, in a few spots. We've already got some heavy downpours over Sierra. And do you like to play on words? We've already got some heavy downpours, especially over the eastern part of Chesterfield County. So some of the places that, you know, you get the bucket fillers come through, and all of a sudden you get the instant ponds on the roads. Yeah. You're getting some of those in a few areas. That band's lifting northward. And, folks, remember one of these things, okay, because it's a tropical system moving northward, things are going to kind of move backwards. Most of these showers are moving from southeast to northwest. So, you know, you're driving north on the interstate, you know, you see, think it's bad weather coming, you usually look to the left. You got to kind of look behind you to the right, because that's where it's coming from right now. Flood watch in effect all the way through Friday for the area. Debbie is still slowly moving off of Charleston, South Carolina. It's only moving about 3 miles an hour. So it's like, you know, everybody just kind of, you know, parading into Richmond Raceway for the weekend. But what it's doing right now, it's in the pits. Yeah. So it's picking up a little bit of moisture. It's gotten a little bit stronger. Winds are up to back to around 60 miles an hour. Okay. And it's going to swing inland. It is going to pass to the west of us. Now, that means two things. Number one, the heaviest rainfall is going to be probably going to be on the left side of the storm. So that goes up the Blue Ridge Mountains, Interstate 81, U.S. 29.
Gotcha.
Which then means it all comes down eventually into the James River.
Yeah, right.
So James River's going to jump. Ugh. Okay? You know, it's been sitting low and going slow for a while. Yeah. So it is going to jump when we get into the weekend. And the weekend weather is actually going to end up being nice. But, you know, people thinking, you know, hey, it's nice. It's hot outside. Let's go hang out down by the river. Well, with all this stuff coming through, the water's going to be muddy. I don't know if there's going to be any junk in it, but, you know, the other thing to remember, you know, a lot of farmers' fields off to the west of us, and when it runs off through the farmers' fields, you know what that means and what it picks up.
Yeah. So we definitely are going to need to stay away from the James. Now, you said the weekend sounds good, and here's my question, John. How bad will today, tomorrow, and Friday be? Is it going to be so bad that we're not going to want to do anything on Friday because we got a whole bunch of cleanup to do?
Well, tomorrow is going to be the day where we get the rain picking up. It's kind of like, you know, kind of like if today's a one,
yep,
Tomorrow's a two.
Okay.
Friday's got the potential to be a four.
Ooh.
Okay, so Friday's the day when the storm lifts and zips through Virginia. Couple of things going on. That's when we're going to get the squalls coming through, which will have intense rainfall rates.
Okay.
So, you know, realize, you know, it is not going to rain from now until Friday evening. Okay?
Right.
It's, you know, nonstop. There'll be a whole bunch of gaps in there. When it comes, it's going to be furious at times, and we're going to have a couple surges of that on Friday. What worries me is that with the system going to the west of us, we're going to be in the warm sector. We're going to get some squalls coming through. That can mean some damaging storms. That, you know, there is going to be a risk of severe storms over us. Okay, everybody's saying, is this another Florence? Okay.
Yeah.
You can't say that. Is there potential you could get spin-up tornadoes? Yes. Okay. Is it set in stone? No. Hmm. Are these the monster-type tornadoes that you see, you know, we've seen this spring tearing up Iowa and those places? No, it's not those.
Okay.
These that generally come from tropical systems are low-end tornadoes. They're EF0s, EF1s.
Okay. Okay.
They don't last all that long. They don't do a lot of damage. If you remember, we had a whole bunch of tornadoes from Florence, but they were all EF0s except for the one down on Speaks Drive.
Right.
Which, unfortunately, is where the gentleman died. So yeah. Not downplaying the risk, but realize while the risk is there, probably heavy rainfall and gusty winds will be the bigger threat.
Okay. All right. So we've got rough weather ahead. It's going to have a lot of breaks in it. Stay close to home is probably not a bad piece of advice, right?
Yeah, you know, just kind of hang loose for the next couple of days. I mean, you know, you're not going to get much yard work done.
Yeah, right.
Of course, the ground's going to be pretty well soaked anyway. You go outside and pull the crabgrass up from that's taken over the lawn and try to get rid of some of that before you get ready for your fall seeding.
Yeah.
You got that going on. But otherwise, you know, we're just going to have to deal with it. It's just going to be ugly and nasty for the next couple of days. But
okay. Things
look like Saturday's going to be good. Now, Saturday is going to get toasty.
Oh.
Okay. It's going to get up into the upper 80s, because this thing, I think, is going to skedaddle out of here Friday night. And usually on the backside of these tropical systems, you get some what we call downsloping. That's air that's coming down from aloft,
right. Pushes
against the ground, it compresses, and it warms up. 1985, when Gloria came zipping through here, didn't get a whole lot of it. Next day, sun was out. We jumped way up into the 90s. Okay, that's a long, long time ago. You know, only seasoned veterans like you and I can remember that. Okay, and but that's a lot of times what happens on the backside of the systems. You get a really nice, gorgeous day, and then Sunday for the big race looks really nice.
Okay, well, great. Okay, all right. We'll get through the next couple of days. Then we're going to keep poking you and the team over there at 8 News for the latest and get you back on here. But, John, I always appreciate you making some time for us, jumping on here. And, we got to clear out some time just to talk about socks at some point.
Yeah, we got to talk. Yeah, you know, they're playing amazingly well.
I know. And I don't want to say that out loud where people can hear, because then you know what's going to happen.
Boom.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'm
Boom.
Not saying anything else. Nope. Nope.
Boom.
Nope. All right. Thank
yeah,
you,
Mike. We'll curse them instead of the June swoon. It will be the September swoon.
Exactly. So, just keep the record between us. We'll smile to ourselves and wait for the playoffs. I think that's.
But you have to remember. We have to get ready to remember.
Yeah.
October.
Yeah.
20th anniversary. The four greatest days in sports.
Hmm. And what might those be, John?
Oh, let's see. Tim Wakefield ending up, you know, burning his arm out, soaking rains, and then let's say Big Pappy with a 14th inning home run.
Yeah,
you know that thing in the 15th inning when the night that Caroline Rogers was born in Boston, and Daddy was at the game and had to run to the hospital. The bloody sock game.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Johnny Damon, I looked like Jesus, then acted like Jesus, hit the Grand Slam home run.
Ah! Let me tell you something. Yeah, now, you and I will understand this, and I don't know if anybody else will, but I have to indulge myself, and I have to burden you with this. When Johnny Damon left the Sox and went to the Yankees, my oldest guy, who is now just graduated from Stanford, all growing up, living his own life, he was a little kid, he wept like we took his puppy away. He could not believe the actions of Johnny Damon, and that was it.
Yeah, it was just, that was. And for those of you who aren't baseball fans, when Johnny Damon played for the Boston Red Sox, he had this big, huge, flowing beard. The Yankees made him shave it, and literally, the first time the Yankees came back to Fenway, there were people who were wearing shirts that had a picture of him as a Red Sox player, and it said, "Looks like Jesus, acts like Judas." That's where the whole thing came from.
We take this stuff seriously. That's it. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. We are, Boston bred, Boston, well, anyway. All right, listen, I am always happy to have you here, my friend. Get back to work there with the big equipment and the fancy stuff you got, and like I said, we're going to keep calling on you guys. I always appreciate you making some time for us. That is John Bernier. He's the chief meteorologist over there at 8 News, ABC 8. They are keeping us up to speed, so we're going to continue to monitor this. It's now Tropical Storm Debbie, and there are a lot of details. So, amongst other things, make sure you're checking out WRBA.com. 313, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 318, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. We've got some lousy weather coming in, and it's going to be with us on and off today, tomorrow, and Friday. Richmond Raceway has already canceled a number of their events, the activities at Richmond Raceway. Not the race itself, not the Cookout 400. That's still scheduled to go on Saturday, because the weather Saturday is actually supposed to be pretty good. But the events up to 4 p.m. on Friday are now canceled, all right? According to the organizers, the Budweiser Clydesdale visit is not going to happen tomorrow. The Camper Welcome Party, American Marketing Association panel, there's a whole bunch of stuff. Bottom line is this. If it was supposed to happen before 4 p.m. this Friday at the Raceway, it is not going to happen. The Clean Harbors 250, which is Saturday. Oh, and the Cookout 400 is on Sunday. My apologies. They are still on at Richmond Raceway. Obviously, we'll keep you up to speed on all of that. Reminder that the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. I've got to tell you something. We're taking a look at a lot of these national issues, obviously. We have to. I mean, they're vitally important. Tim Walz is one sick dude. And the description of him as Tampon Tim is completely and totally correct. Here's a guy who has squandered hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars. He stood aside as rioters and thugs burned the city of Minneapolis. And he did nothing. You want to talk about weird, because isn't that now the buzzword? Weird? Republicans are weird because we're married and we have jobs and we care about the kids and we believe in God and we live in the suburbs, right? That makes us weird. Well, how's this for weird? Tim Walz's wife is weird, talking about how wonderful it was to open up the windows in the executive mansion so that she could smell the burning tires in Minneapolis. Go ahead, tell me that's not weird. Squandering taxpayer monies to install tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms. Making sure that legislation that was put forward in the Minnesota State House said, all right, we'll go along with this scheme that says menstrual products must be provided free of charge. That was like a big campaign effort. And everybody said, well, all right, look, I don't think that makes a lot of sense. I think people are normally responsible for their own personal hygiene. But the counterargument was, well, you know, you go into any bathroom, right? There's toilet paper, there's soap, there's paper towels. And a number of people made this argument and said, hey, listen, women don't have any choice in this. And it ought to be, it's not that big an expense. So everybody went along with it, really. And then they said, well, you know, let's make sure the legislation is clear. We'll provide this stuff, obviously, in the women's bathrooms and the girls' bathrooms. Do you know that Tim Walz and the other leftists said, no, you have to put it in the boys' bathrooms because, you know, boys have menstrual cycles as well. I was like, well, no, they don't. Well, guess what? Yep, you know where that's going, right? put them in all the bathrooms. And then we come to this part of the equation, where Tim Walz is someone who is engaged in stolen valor. There can be very few things lower than someone who lies about their military service. And if we've got enough time, Germ, yeah, over. I'm going to tell everybody the truth of the operation today. I am running a little bit behind schedule today. I had the great opportunity this morning to be on the Hanover Community Support Services panel. And it was great. So I did that this morning, and then I had to run down to the best doctor in the world, my doctor, Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical, Midlothian, because I needed a cortisone shot in my left arm. The tendonitis is just killing me. And I thought, well, I'm going to be headed to Israel. I want to make sure that I got as much strength in the arms as possible. All right.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Got it. Then yes, let us take a listen to this absolute disgusting action on the part of Tim Walz, the stolen valor. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Last night, Governor Walz suggested that because of your Ivy League education and your Silicon backing your political career, that you yourself are part of the elite. What are your first impressions of them trying to frame you this way to the American public?
Well, look, I came from a family where nobody in my family had ever gone to law school. I grew up in a poor family. The fact that Tim Walz wants to turn it into a bad thing, that I actually worked myself through college, through law school, and made something myself, to me, that's the American dream. And if Tim Walz wants to insult it, I think that's frankly pretty bizarre. Now, look, what really bothers me about Tim Walz, it's not even the positions that he's taken, though certainly he has been a far left radical. You know what really bothers me about Tim Walz as a Marine who served his country in uniform? When the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the Army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they're regretting they put it out there now, because he said that and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? What was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq, and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
Wow! Good for J.D. Vance. Tim Walz is a danger to this country. Tim Walz has destroyed the state of Minnesota. And you and I had better understand that this team of Harris Walz is the farthest left-wing radical socialist collection of candidates. I'm trying to think of the nicest terms. Collection of candidates ever in the history of this country. We're going to talk more about that. We'll also find out what the squirrels are going to do. Look, Friday night's supposed to be a big event at the Diamond. We're certainly hoping the weather is going to cooperate. We'll chat with Blaine McCormick at 3:33. It's 3:27. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:32, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and we got a lot of stuff going on. A lot of it is weather-related, obviously. We're going to have some nasty weather that's coming in. We may be seeing, and I'm going to leave this up to you, if you're in an area where you are seeing some of the weather already, hit us up on that Chronic Care of Richmond text line, would you? Let us know what it's like where you are, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. But it will be here. We just were chatting with John Bernier from ABC 8, 8 News. And tomorrow and Friday, it's going to be yucky. But by Saturday, he said it should all be gone. It's going to be rather toasty. So we'll see what's going on. You know, our friends, the Flying Squirrels, I love the Richmond Flying Squirrels. I love everything that they have done for the community. I love watching them at the Diamond, and they got some big stuff going on. I want to give you the rundown on that. We'll also see if things scheduled for Friday are still on the boards. Blaine McCormick is with the Squirrels, and happily he's with us. Blaine, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How are you this fine day?
I am great. It's good to hear your voice. Let everybody know, what are you guys there up to?
Right now we are preparing for our game, and it is still on its schedule. I know the weather looks a little dicey out there. However, here at the Diamond, it's just a few showers, so hopefully they lift here soon. We will be playing the Hartford Yard Goats this evening, another fun Eastern League team with a great nickname. So yeah, it was a good day for the Flying Squirrels yesterday. Scored 10 runs against the Yard Goats, won 10-7, and Flying Squirrels are catching a little fire right now, Jeff. We are on a 3-game winning streak, and have had some great momentum going into this homestand. So really want to keep that going. And with the pitcher on the mound tonight, Nick Senecola, he's been very consistent for the Flying Squirrels this year. Really good breaking ball, great story by him as well. Just being, you know, one of those diamond in the rough players who was from the University of Maine. And you don't think of a lot of, you know, big talent coming from the state of Maine. However, he's been excellent. Wow. So it's going to be fun to see what he can do tonight.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. What about the rest of this homestand, like Friday? Weren't we doing something big on Friday?
Yeah, so for Friday, we will have another fireworks show on as scheduled, and that's going to be Friday. It's going to be 3 straight days of fireworks shows, which is even better. And then we'll have another giveaway at the front gates with the Luchador Wrestler Bobblehead giveaway presented by Flagstop Car Wash. So it's going to be a fun one this week. So,
All right. So just between us, how many of those did Parney already scarf out of the box?
I don't know. I need to do that myself, try to give me one of those. But, yeah, it's one of our fun giveaways that, you know, it's one of our Ardillas Voladoras games, so we got to celebrate the inspiration of our Diaz Voladoras, which is the Lucha Wrestler. And it's a very fun-looking bobblehead. I saw one of the mock-ups the other day. So first 1,000 fans will be able to get that at the front gates, and those will open up at 5:30 for a 6:35 first pitch.
All right. Now, is there any age limit? Or can I mean, not that I'm asking for anybody in particular, but do you have to be under 18 to get one of those?
You're just asking for a friend, right?
I'm asking for a friend, yes.
It's for the first 1,000 fans, age 15 and older. Yep.
Excellent. All right. Well, I know, you know, as we speak, you want to hear the text from my wife? You do, actually, because it's related to you as opposed to me. Quote, Jeff, any chance to get 3 tickets for Squirrels tonight, or is it too late? Tell us, Blaine, is it too late, or are there still tickets available?
No, there's still tickets available. You can get them online at squirrelsbaseball.com/tickets or give us our office a call, and we can set you all up for today or through the rest of the week.
Love it. So give us the sort of the lay of the land as we move forward. Nice 3-game homestand here, the Hartford Yard Goats. I just love the names that have popped up throughout the years in the league. And so what are we looking at? Because, you know, a lot of us look at it and go, okay, we're on a winning streak now. Are there playoffs involved? Do we have to think about something into the fall? How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of baseball. You can't exactly, you know, see the roadmap. It takes a lot of different twists and turns through the season. However, with the Flying Squirrels catching that fire as of lately, there's a lot of good momentum brewing. Hartford was the team that clinched the first half of the Northeast Division earlier this season. So you're playing a lot of competitive ball games against a team that is pretty good and has a lot of good Rockies prospects on the team. However, the Flying Squirrels also have a lot of good Giants prospects on this team, and that's what we really care about here in RBA. You get a lot of guys that are going to be battling it out. Carter Howell is one of those guys that I want to point out because, kind of like Nick Senecola, one of those guys that a lot of people don't think would be from a baseball-heavy state. So Carter grew up in Minnesota and then went to play college baseball in South Dakota. But right now, he is tied for first amongst all Giants minor leaguers in hits and as in the top 10 amongst a lot of the Eastern League standings as far as hitting categories go. He's been a big difference maker. He had a game-tying home run against the curve on Sunday, and he's going to be a really big factor for the Flying Squirrels moving forward. We're 9 games out of first place right now in the Southwest Division. However, after this homestand, it's going to be a lot of Southwest Division opponents. Okay. So the next few weeks are going to be very important to gain some ground. Say, a few games taken against Harrisburg, then against Erie, who's above us in the standings. Mm. And, of course, the last homestand is against Akron, who's right now in first place. So you got to get a few wins against them as well to try and clinch that playoff spot lane.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I'm a longtime Flying Squirrels fan, as you know, Blaine, so I have complete and total confidence in the crew. We can get this done. I do.
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. We need that. We need the fan support out here, so get your tickets now and have fun and go nuts at the Diamond.
All right. Before you go, though, Blaine, I need you to give everybody the information again. So if we've got this great 3-game homestand, and it looks, I mean, it's so weird. Tomorrow might be a little iffy for you guys looking at it. But, you know, today and Friday, it looks like it's all going to be just fine. So folks want to get tickets. Again, give us the best way to get them.
Yeah, for sure. So we're home up until Sunday. So today through Sunday. And you can go to online to squirrelsbaseball.com/tickets or just Google Flying Squirrels in your Google search bar. And then you can go to our website, get the tickets there, or give our front office a call at 804-355-3866.
All right. And Friday is the bobblehead. By the way, I love those other jerseys. I mean, I love everything that the Squirrels do, but I do love the Spanish language jerseys. It's so much fun, and they are so cool. Gosh, I don't know who it was that designed them, but they did a great job.
Yeah. I got to give a shout-out to our design team with Nick Elder designing those before the 2019 season. And having Hunter Glotz on our design team, too, enhancing that. Like, our team does such a good job of bringing something different every single year.
Yes.
And with those Ardias Voladoras jerseys, it's so cool to see them be on the field, be representative, and have that tie-in with the Hispanic community here in Richmond. And it's important to celebrate all the communities here in RBA, and especially with a lot of the guys that are on our team who are from Latin America.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. Our PA announcer, Bianca Bryan, she will say the starting lineups in Spanish for the Squirrels.
Sweet.
And whenever they come up to bat, she says them in Spanish as well. So it's really a fun night.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Listen, guys, please tell the guys, Blaine, that a lot of fans out here, we appreciate not just what you guys do on the field, but everything that the Squirrels do off the field, helping the community. You're a vital part of it. And, you know, have fun.
Have fun. Go nuts. Thank you, Jeff. Nice. I appreciate you, my man.
Thank you, Blaine. Appreciate it. That is Blaine McCormick from the Richmond Flying Squirrels. And Jeremy's going to chat with him off the air. Now, I know people going, were you really asking for tickets? I'm not asking for. Well, yeah, I am, because Heidi, I swear to you, I should post this, but that would perhaps be too embarrassing. But you're going to have to take my word on this. Heidi just texted me and said, hey. She doesn't sound like that, but something like that. Hey. Any chance to get 3 tickets for the Squirrels tonight, or is it too late? Yes, we are getting you 3 tickets for the Squirrels tonight, Heidi, so that you can have fun and go nuts. If you would like to go see some great baseball and also have some great fun, this is one of the things that I love about the Squirrels, and it is very, very different, as you know, from the R Braves, right? The R Braves said, we are a baseball team, and serious baseball will be played on this field. The squirrel said, "Hi, we're here to have fun." And certainly Parney through the years has done exactly that. And it is all about having fun. All right, now I have an update from the track. So let me share this with you, especially since we have a family four-pack of tickets for the big NASCAR event that's coming up this weekend. Today's stuff is canceled, and tomorrow's stuff is canceled. But the Carytown Parade, which is what we're talking about, the big thing, that's canceled. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen. However, the Budweiser Clydesdales will be doing, you know, Clydesdale stuff on August the 10th. It won't be the 9th like it was scheduled, but they will be doing their stuff on August the 10th. Okay, so I think that we are good on that. And who knows, maybe the weather gods help us out just a little bit. This thing, as John Bernier told us earlier, I mean, it's a big storm. And it's a really, really slow-moving storm. That's the thing that's really problematic. He said it's moving at about 3 miles an hour. So it is slow. And it's staying over localities, and it's just drenching them. All of that being said, he said it's probably going to be veering to the west. And if it veers to the west, then you and I mean, we're going to get rain. We're going to have plenty of rain, but it's not going to be the same as they're going to get out in the mountains. But that water that comes down in the mountains will eventually make it to the James. So it's going to be nasty, and I would think there's going to be a lot of, ugliness that winds up floating in the James after this. So just bear that in mind, will you? All right, I'm just trying to help. We've got some more stuff that involves helping, and we're going to be talking certainly about this presidential election. You know what's weird? It's 17 days since Kamala Harris was handed the nomination. For a party that wants to defend democracy, you guys have a real long track record of just trashing it. This time trashing, what, 16 or 18 million votes that were cast? All because you were going to lose in epic fashion? That's not really how the game is played, but okay. So we will talk about that. And Tim Walz, if you are a veteran and you served honorably, you should be looking at Tim Walz and his lies, his stolen valor. It is a big story. We will continue to cover it. Remember, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is available to you. It's always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I'm going to ask you a favor as well, because this weather pattern, as John Bernier from 8 News pointed out, it's kind of choppy. You know, there's sections like right now here in the center of the universe, it's sunny. But I'm hearing down in Chesterfield, boy, you feel like you're in the middle of a monsoon. So when you hit me up on that Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, tell me where you are. And let me know what the weather situation is there. Now, I've got a family four-pack of tickets to head over to the raceway this weekend. Germ, why don't we do what we do to make you happy? We will give them away at 4:20 this afternoon. 4:20 this afternoon. 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.